All right, here we are already 7 days into Pride Month here, 2026, and exciting things are happening, particularly with our friends at the Bridgeport Pride Center. I'm pleased to have board member Marvin Pittman on the program this morning. He is also a key player in organizing the upcoming Greater Bridgeport Pride 2026. If you think you have seen this festival before, wait until this year. Yes, we want everybody down and around Bridgeport for this exciting activity. We'll be telling you all about it right after we tell you about another exciting activity right up the road. I'm talking about Stratford's beloved Paradise Green Farmers Market. It's returning for another vibrant season and opening on Monday, June 22nd, and it will continue every Monday from 2 to 6 through October on the lawn of Paradise Green. The weekly market brings together local farmers, producers, and artisans offering fresh fruit and vegetables, bread, cheese, eggs, meat, honey, maple syrup, olive oil, crafts, and more. Residents are encouraged to bring a reusable bag and take part in community space centered on freshness, connection, and sustainability. In addition to produce and specialty items, the market serves as a lively community gathering place filled with local creativity, family-friendly activities, and seasonal surprises. So map yourself and come on down every Monday, 2 to 6, at Stratford's Paradise Green, beginning June 22nd. All right, Marvin, got to make plans to get up there. Sounds like fun.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm right there in the Bridgeport Stratford area. So I've gone to that farmer's market last year and got many a fine, tasty item and some good like lotions and potions and all sorts of stuff.
Excellent. Great backup promotional message there from Marvin Pittman. So you got to go. But we also got to get people down to this event this year in Bridgeport, man. Very, very exciting stuff. We want to talk about that in just a few minutes, but let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your backstory and what is inspiring you to become so involved in this cause and in this event.
Yes, I started my affiliation with Bridgeport Pride and the Bridgeport Pride Center before the Pride Center was fully incorporated. So take you back to 2022, and I was asked to join as a host of their variety program that was happening that year. Greater Bridgeport Pride goes back to 2010 with Ricky Mestre, who founded it, and it's been jumping off ever since. And just as I got involved in that and got to know more people and more people in the queer community around Bridgeport, I just kept going and showing up and going and showing up. And then when the Pride Center was incorporated in 2024 with a grant from the Leonard Litz Foundation, they asked me to join the board, and I said, I absolutely have to as a member of the queer community and as someone who's just deeply invested in Connecticut and our cities here and trying to do my part to help people reach their full potential and live their fullest lives.
Mm. We saw a few days of turbulence up in the Hartford area with another Pride Center, which thankfully is now back online. But I want to hear about the Bridgeport Pride Center, because when I talk to folks from the LGBTQ plus community, they inevitably get around to talking to about you know, our mutual friends at Triangle and you guys. You guys got a really good thing going, 16 years strong in terms of, you know, an established initiative. What are you doing for the LGBTQ plus community today when there is, you know, so much more challenging things going on in our world?
Yes, we're living in a very difficult political and social environment for the community and for the various people that are within it, the alphabet gang, as I like to call it from time to time. But with Bridgeport Pride Center, under our leadership, which includes our executive director, Marcus Brown, who's a state rep here, we're able to proudly say that Connecticut continues to be at the forefront of trying to protect LGBTQ plus people and to secure their rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What we do at the Bridgeport Pride Center is that we both are able to provide services and act as a hub within the network of support services throughout Greater Bridgeport to be able to route people to things, including housing. We have a food pantry. We have a clothing closet with gender-affirming clothes. We have some reading programs. We have arts and education programs. We partner with groups such as Our Trans Life, helping people to have a safe space to express themselves, and doing all those sort of things while also working with our executive director and our board to secure funding, to advocate for bills and laws that will further protections, including gender-affirming care for adults and youth in this state, especially with all of the things going on with the federal government.
As you say, for the Alphabet Gang, as you so aptly described them, Connecticut is a great state, not a good state, a great state to be in. The envy of community members from most of the rest of the country, as a matter of fact.
That's right. I can tell you that on this past Sunday, I was at the flag raising for the Pride flag raising in Bridgeport, and that's right at the government center. We had Mayor Joe Ganim was there. We had Governor Ned Lamont and Senator Dick Blumenthal, among other elected and community leaders who were there. And then to be in, I was in Stratford the day after for their Pride flag raising and saw Governor Lamont again. So you think about, you know, other states and other things that are going on in this world and how difficult it can be. And yet here in Connecticut, people are working hard to make sure that LGBTQ plus people are seen and appreciated, and that that kind of hatred is not tolerated, even when you're looking at the Republican Party here and the statements in regarding to that candidate who said and posted some pretty hateful things. Yeah. And, you know, even they're speaking up. So that's very important, especially now.
Yeah. And the community is well represented in our state house, a growing number of individuals and in the executive branch as well. So great to see that it's extending from the community all the way up to where the decisions are made and the true leadership needs to be shown. As far as you're concerned, let's talk a little bit about your journey to the 2026 main event coming up later this month, Greater Bridgeport Pride 26.
Yes, Greater Bridgeport Pride 2026. This is our 16th annual festival. It's happening June 20th right in downtown Bridgeport. And it's been an absolute delight to be a part of this Pride Festival in Connecticut's largest city. We're the Park City, so sometimes we call it Pride in the Park City, and it's always a great time. We have our headliner has been announced, who is Olivia Lux, a drag queen and artist and musician that was a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race season 13, placing in the top five. Has been in productions of Rent and Kinky Boots and all that great stuff. So there's definitely going to be a party, but also Pride began as a protest and it remains so. And therefore, we also have a number of speakers and grand marshals that are going to speak to pressing needs in our community, in our society. Among them, we have Puya Moseni, who is our spotlight grand marshal and Iranian-American actor, writer, filmmaker, and transgender rights activist. And we're going to have a local author, T. Ashley, who is our creative spirit grand marshal and has written numerous novels and has even led some writing workshops for us. And we have the drag king and community organizer, Frankie Cyanide, who will be joining us as our community voice grand marshal. And Frankie, by themselves, have delivered hundreds of pounds of food to stock our Pride Center's food pantry through various drives with their open stage program that they do at Foolproof Brewery.
Yeah. And Marvin, but, literally, yeah. you're going to have cheerleaders.
Yes, Gotham Cheer, who shows up every year. They come up from New York, and they are an all-adult LGBTQ cheer program. And if you've never seen them, just hold on to your hat, prepare for those socks to be blown off, because they bring so much energy, so much music, so much vitality to what we do as Pride. And it really helps to set the party off. They will be part of our rally and our march that kicks off the day at 1 p.m. at the Painted Stairway right there in downtown Bridgeport. And then we march through the streets, including right down Main Street. And then we end up at City Hall Park at 2 p.m. We're going to kick off our Pride Festival event. We've got, I think I told you it was going to be like about 40 vendors or so. We have more than 60 at this point.
Wow.
We have community organizations. We have food. We're going to have activities. We'll have a kids zone. We've also got things for accessibility. This is a fully accessible park for wheelchairs and other mobility devices. We're going to have a sensory room if you need to get away from all of the big noises and everything. And we're also going to have music there with DJ Lady Tita, who is absolutely world renowned and coming up. But I tell you, Gotham Cheer, they come in and they get the crowd pumping. They get everybody shouting and they're jumping. They have amazing dances and routines, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what they're going to do when this year at our Park Festival event, for the first time ever, we're going to have a runway catwalk as a part of the staging. I can't wait to see them start their stuff down that walkway.
That's great. We only have a couple minutes left, Marvin, but we do need to mention a couple of critical partners for you guys. First, we only need two words: after party. Thank you, Trevi Lounge, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's going to be quite a time, and that's sponsored by Circle Care Center. And it's going to be going all into the night, as long as the law allows, of course. Mm-hmm. It's going to be intergalactic themed. So we'll start here on planet Earth, and then we're hitting up to the mothership.
All right. And then Outwork with your partners who have been so great with your organization over at City Lights Gallery.
Yes, much love to Suzanne Cashmar and City Lights Gallery, who were a part of creating Greater Bridgeport Pride and is the former hosting organization for it, and did so for the first 14 or so years, and absolutely through the Outwork Gallery that will be opening on that day, and you'll be able to go in there and check out all of the various art, all kinds of mediums and displays going from noon to four. And also it's a great way to beat the heat, because they have some good air conditioning inside there as well.
Excellent.
So refresh yourself and edify yourself, feed your soul as well.
You can celebrate Pride Month every day during June, but there's only one Bridgeport Pride 2026, Greater Bridgeport Pride 2026 happening. It's all going down on June 20th. The Outwork Art Show at City Lights Gallery, running from 12 to 4. The Pride Rally and March kick off at the Painted Stairway at 1 p.m. The Pride Festival in City Hall Park after the march kicks off at 2. And then the after party at Trevi Lounge from 8 until 2 a.m. And then the after party at Marvin's house starts at 2:10. Marvin Pittman.
Oh, boy. We'll be ready. And everybody can go to BridgeportPride.com for all the information you need.
And we all wake up on Tuesday and start planning for next year. So
exactly.
Marvin Pittman, thank you so much. Board member with the Bridgeport Pride Center, doing so much great work on behalf of the LGBTQ+ community and many allies, and organizer and information spokesman for Greater Bridgeport Pride 2026. See you on June 20th, Marvin. Thank you. Best of everything for Pride Month.